Welcome to the electrifying world of the Marketing AI Sparkcast, the go-to podcast for uncovering the revolutionary influence of artificial intelligence in the realm of marketing. Join Abhi Varma, a visionary in B2B marketing, as he guides you through the dynamic and ever-evolving landscape where technology meets creativity. Each episode promises to ignite your curiosity and inspire you to harness the formidable power of AI to redefine the future of marketing. Get ready to fuel your mind with innovative ideas and trailblazing strategies that will set your brand ablaze in the digital marketplace.
So imagine a world where event planning by leveraging AI is a breeze thanks to everything that AI brings to the table. Task automation, personalizing attendee experiences, and more. On the other side, imagine attending an event is like stepping into an experience that has just been custom crafted just for you. So this is not a glimpse into a very distant future, but a reality that is unfolding right now within the event technology industry. And today we are diving in deep and we are very excited to have Michael Sorensen. He is the Director of Product Management at Cvent, and we are going to explore with him how artificial intelligence is changing the event planning and industry as well as attendee participation. For those of you who are not familiar with Cvent, it's one of the biggest cloud-based event management platforms that's out there. It offers solutions for planning, registration, attendee engagement, and much more. We'll learn more from Michael about that in just a minute. Michael himself has been in the event tech industry for over 20 years and has really seen the technology evolve. In full disclosure, Michael and me have worked together in previous roles. I was Michael's client, and I can vouch for the fact that he is amazing at leveraging technology and making events super successful. So with that, Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Abhi. It's nice to be here. It's nice to get to work with you a little bit here again. And it's great to hear nice things about the events we've worked on together, too.
Absolutely. You have earned it, my friend. So let's start with just giving us a brief background on your experience in the industry and your current role at Cvent.
Yeah, I actually started in the events industry, not directly with Cvent, although I've ended up there through various acquisitions and mergers. That I worked as a business analyst in our client services team, helping clients to implement their events in what is now the Cvent conference platform. And as I did that, I worked on events and worked with clients like VMware on the VMworld programs, the US Green Build Council, Oracle Open World, quite a few others over time. After several years of doing that, I moved over to a technical sales role, and I had the opportunity to work with our sales team, understanding client needs in the sales process, understanding different personas and aspects of the business there. And then the last big transition was to our product management team, where I work today and have been doing this for about 7-8 years now in the product management role. And I'm currently responsible for session and speaker management tools in the Cvent platform. And I'm also focusing heavily on tier one events, those very high-end customer partner sales-focused events that tend to get a lot of attention from marketing and are a lot of fun to deal with, although complicated.
Yes, absolutely. So sounds like, Michael, you've had a front row seat. You've worn different hats. You've had different perspectives. You've been in this world for a very long time. To our listeners, share with them, how have you seen the event tech industry evolve over the years? And a follow-up to that is a general perspective on what are you seeing with AI?
Yeah, I think at the highest level, the thing I've seen reinforced by more than a couple of crises along the way is that the idea of events and in-person contact through events, pretty fundamental. It's pretty essential. It's not something you have to manufacture or artificially generate. People want to do this, and the value in it is extremely high. All the way back in the financial issues in 2008, 2009, there was a lot of push towards video and virtual as an attempt to save costs. And as soon as the switch flipped again, people were back to in-person. And again, with the pandemic, there was an extended forced period of virtual interaction. And as soon as it was safe to do, people went right back to that in-person element. So I think that's a really cool part of the event industry. And I think that's been reinforced by some of the things we've seen over time. And it's allowed us to provide some maturity and stability to the technology products as the industry has grown and evolved. AI is going to be a big transformative step. And I think you touched on it in your intro. The idea of personalization, I think, is most exciting to me right off the bat. The idea that we can leverage AI to increase personalization in complex and even large events without having to completely disrupt the financials of running an event is pretty compelling. And I think there are some longer term changes there as well, as AI allows us to better understand the data and the interactions. I think it could move the event industry in some surprising and unexpected ways. I'm not even sure I could predict them, but just being able to better leverage that data, I think will increase the maturity of the events industry as a whole.
And you mentioned personalization from an attendee perspective. In what ways do you think that this would manifest itself or is already manifesting itself? I see a lot of information and promotional activity from event tech vendors about some of that stuff that is already hitting the market. But how do you see it in ways that this would make the attendee experience super personalized?
Yeah, I think there are a few ways that it can happen. And I think a lot of people are experimenting with different options now. So we're going to see which ones work and which ones face plant over time, I think. But some of the neat examples I've seen is helping to increase attendee engagement through ideas like having an AI to help you onboard or engage with the event successfully. For many events, there's so much happening, so much complexity. It can be very difficult as an attendee to know where to start or how to get to where you want to go and really take advantage of everything. An AI-assisted onboarding experience can really help with that to help maximize value for the attendees. AI can also be used to help personalize event content. As you gather data about attendees, you have both their explicit stated interests, their activity, and their implicit interests that AI can effectively leverage to curate content. And as part of an overall event program, that curated content can be very interesting. And then the last big area of personalization is being able to summarize and provide insights and demonstrate value to the attendees as well. Thinking about things like, hey, you know, here's your kind of activity log for day one or day two or day three, or here's your report back to your boss, why this was a high value event type of summary. You went to these sessions, but you got this information, you visited with these vendors. AI can help drive all kinds of cool personalization activities like that, but while valuable, would be extremely labor intensive for the planner to do without that high level automation that AI provides.
Some of the things you're talking about is very cool. And I can tell you as a attendee for some of these mega events, take CES, for example, it is overwhelming. It is an assault in all senses, if you will, to navigate your way through any of these events. So in that regard, it sounds super useful from an attendee standpoint. It's going to tell me the right things implicitly and explicitly, like you said, the right things to experience the event and really extract value and communicate it back to the organization. And you mentioned event planners. So I got to tell you, I have the utmost respect for event planners, especially for the mega events. There's so many moving pieces and the devil's in the detail. But to me, it seems like there is huge potential in leveraging AI and significant benefits for these event planners. And if you were to switch your perspective from an attendee to a planner, how do you see the role of AI there?
Yeah, there are quite a few opportunities there. And I think some of them will take time to show themselves, meaning that there are some obvious places. Content generation and content editing in particular. I know planners write dozens and hundreds of emails for different audiences that they have to send out. And just producing that volume of content is extremely difficult. And an AI tool can know the context of your event, and they can help generate appropriate, useful, meaningful content that can go into emails to clients, event website tools, and even attendee-facing pieces. And having that in the event planning application is important. Why don't I just copy and paste from my favorite AI tool? It's nice to have it in the flow. It's nice to have it context aware. And that's, I think, where we can see a lot of advantage. The other place for planners that's really helpful is pulling reports is painful. No matter how good you make it, pulling reports is painful. Slicing and dicing reports to know everybody who was born on 28th of March, whose favorite color is blue, went to this session, right? That kind of stuff is really challenging. And it's really hard for any software tool to know what specific things you care about, right? They can go so far and then they stop. An AI tool providing some access to reporting in a more kind of natural language interface, where you can say, hey, I'm in the context of my sessions, and ask an AI tool, how many attendees went to this session that match this profile, and be able to get a response accurately and quickly, is, I think, potentially a very high value and may help planners keep some of the stakeholders. Can you tell me this one thing?
Yeah.
Keep a lot of them off the bat and keep the wolves from the door in terms of being able to communicate and share with stakeholders.
Yeah, no, I think the one thing which you hit the nail is the ability for event planners to use AI in the sort of in-context workflow that is so essential. Because to me, that's the input the AI needs in terms of what is the event, what's the type of audience, is what kind of content is being presented at the event or is part of the event that you can then leverage in order to contextualize that communication, whether it's inbound or outbound. Certainly huge opportunity and sounds like a very exciting space. So as a follow-up to that, as you kind of zoom out, not even specific, generally speaking, what is your observations on both sides of the house where event tech, do you feel the leading providers, are they hitting the event planner side and the attendee experience side equally, or do you feel there is they're tackling one problem at a time? What is your sense?
Yeah, I think if you look at any given tech provider in this space, they probably individually lean more heavily one way or the other. Mm. I think if you look collectively, you probably see more of a balance overall between the two. There are so many opportunities and so many things to try that I think a lot of it's going to depend on where each provider sees the need and where they have the resources and tools to experiment, right? To try those things out and see what's working and best fits their culture, personality, and market.
Do you feel that while there are so many opportunities, let's take a moment about there's no shortage of challenges as well in terms of AI, adoption. There's just the sheer volume of opportunities to suss out is a challenge in itself. But yeah, outside of that, there's all kinds of issues that the industries have to deal with. And would love to get your perspective of how does that manifest itself in the event tech world?
Yeah, I think right now, one of the hardest things about deploying AI effectively is that there's an overarching theme of we don't want to be the event tech company that's left behind on AI. Uh-huh. And so I think there's a very natural instinct, particularly from leaders outside of product occasionally, to say, oh, we just need something with AI as fast as possible. And I think as a product leader, as a product manager, what we've tried to do is say, okay, yes, we understand we need to be using AI, but we have to find a problem space and we have to find a customer need where an AI solution is truly beneficial and valuable to those customers. And I think those event tech companies and those organizations that are able to approach the problem that way are more likely to have long-term success than those that just say, it's got AI on it, we're good to go.
Yeah, I've heard the term AI washing. That is rampant already. And from a marketing standpoint or marketer standpoint, I should say, there's like a barrage of information with everything AI, reminiscent of what it was back in the SaaS days, that everything was SaaS. But
yes.
But yeah, I think you're 100% right. To me, I think making sure that leveraging AI is intentional and purposeful for a very specific problem is probably the winning solution. And I think for a lot of technology providers, not specific to the event tech space, but any sort of MarTech space, I think that recognition is really almost a strategic decision internally within the organization. And from a Cvent standpoint, how are you guys approaching it?
Cvent obviously sees a lot of potential and future in AI solutions. And I would probably describe our coding approach as optimistic, but with a degree of caution, meaning that we have allocated resources that are exploring options for AI and seeing what's the art of the possible here, right? Everything is so fast moving right now that things change very rapidly. But then individual product managers and product leads are being encouraged to explore their problem spaces, explore customer needs, and find solutions that fit. And we've already done a couple of iterations with AI, with writing assistance and content generation. And the feedback from that is helping to shape the direction of the next iterations, right? The next versions that come out.
Cool.
And not everything works the first try. And I think strategically, we understand that it's going to take a minute, right? We're going to have to learn. It's new to our customers. It's bringing a car to the buggy race. And in some cases, from a tech perspective, it's going to take some work. It's going to take some figuring out, but there is a lot of potential to bring a lot of value to both planners and attendees of these events.
Yep, absolutely. You mentioned earlier on the discussion, your transition through the COVID era, which was a very trying time for event technology companies, since there were no in-person events happening, but also a great time for innovation. There were a lot of new players that sort of dominated the market in terms of their digital event offerings. And post-COVID, as people are coming back, I see the potential of AI really influencing the resurgence of virtual events because of its ability to personalize those experiences. You're not dialing into something common. You could essentially dial into sessions which are very custom for you and custom based on attributes of your organization or attributes of, like you said, explicit choices that you may have made. Do you see it the same way, or what is your perspective there in terms of AI influencing virtual events?
Yeah, maybe a slightly different take than what you described there, just based on my experience and what we're seeing here at Cvent. One of the ways that we're seeing AI be particularly useful in the virtual space is allowing planners to leverage event content, like in-person event content, more effectively throughout the year. So if you take your big tier one event and you've recorded all of this great content, you've got all these sessions and speakers together, how do I, as a planner, leverage that content effectively to drive engagement and leads throughout the year?
Uh-huh.
And AI is helping us in that respect because we could take that recorded content, we can prep it in line for use in virtual tools and year-round engagement tools, and provide clips and snippets for the planner to use in their website. We can provide that content for use in future virtual webinars and things like that, transcription, all sorts of things like that. So I think where we're seeing a lot of the value in AI with regards to virtual events is allowing that content to extend its value over a long period of time and reach a much bigger audience.
Nice. Yeah, I think that is such an important aspect of modern day events, is really feeding the content generation machine, feeding the beast, making sure that we can all leverage that content beyond the couple of days or week that the in-person event was. From a Cvent standpoint, Michael, I don't want this podcast to be specifically about Cvent, but since we're talking about various aspects, are there AI features within the Cvent platform that are already available and in production for customers?
There are indeed. Yeah, we have content generation features around emails, event websites, and even session content, particularly for planners that are doing small events. They typically have to come up with that themselves. Uh-huh. And those tools are there to help with that. And then, as I mentioned, we've been using AI tools to help with video content, virtual content, chaptering, clipping, transcriptions. And we're also looking at tools around increasing personalization and engagement for attendees. So we're fortunate to be able to experiment and explore in several areas at once, but those in particular, the content generation and some of the video management tools are there and available today.
Very cool. One aspect of leveraging AI in the event tech world, which feels like super interesting to me and is one of the main reasons why these in-person events are successful, is networking. The art of matchmaking, if you will. And I feel AI has such a important role to play in that, where even without explicitly, you can match yourself or populate your attributes in an event management system, and then that those attributes can be matched up. But it takes more than that, because there are so many dimensions of your job function, what department you work for, your title, the type of company, the industry, and all those sort of things. But to me, that seems super fascinating. What is your vision of the role of AI when it comes to networking at events?
Yeah, I think it's very cool. And I think it skirts very close to those like scary sci-fi movie memes about what AI can do. Meaning that you can feed so much data into an AI tool about people and their activities and their preferences that it might be scary good at recommending networking opportunities for people. I think that there's probably a spectrum here where companies need to be, or product managers need to be careful about how far and how fast.
Uh-huh.
And they need to be very conscientious of privacy and security questions as they approach this. So it feels tremendously cool. And it feels like something that you just have to be really smart about how you approach it, not just from a purely protective standpoint, but from the idea of it could actually maybe scare your target market a little bit if you're too good at it. Or they feel like they've got some all-seeing eye watching them there, looking them up,
yes,
trying to point them at different directions. So I think there's definitely an element of being very smart about your go-to-market, being very smart about how fast you try to push your target audiences on some of those aspects of AI.
Absolutely. Cool and creepy is not a good combo for sure.
It's risky.
Yes. Okay. And so without revealing any names or anything like that, one of the event technologies, I should say, that I was privy to recently, it was an alpha demo, but it was super cool. And this touches upon some of the issues or some of the things that event tech providers need to be careful about, is the ability to leverage some of these technologies. So what I saw was cameras scanning faces for expressions in like keynotes or whatever, which are attended in large numbers, and try to extract a sentiment of how people feel about that. Obviously, when it comes to individual sessions, there is session feedback and surveys and those sort of things. But when it comes to keynotes and that sort of stuff, hard to really gauge how it was received. So that is one thing which I thought was super fascinating and cool, yet you got to be careful about the whole privacy part of it. But are there any emerging aspects of AI technologies that excites you as it pertains to event planning and attendance?
This might be a good time to actually mention a failed experiment that never actually saw the light of day. A lot of events collect headshots and photos of attendees and speakers and things like that. And one of the ideas that we played around with for a little bit was, can we make sure these images are all high quality, have maybe a standardized background with the event theme and things like that? And we played with it. It was pretty cool until the AI started changing people's skin tones without being requested. You run into things like that. The idea you mentioned, though, can I scan a room and see how well the audience is engaged and have metrics around that? I think that's an enormously cool idea, because I don't need to know anything about who the people are. I just want to know what their reactions were.
Uh-huh.
And in a case like that, I think you could get much more valuable feedback for the planner and maybe even for the speakers with a tool like that than you can from surveys, right? We all know most surveys probably respond about 30%. And what people say in a survey and what they're actually thinking in the room probably don't always correlate very well. I think if you're doing it, there are some cool opportunities with cameras, with video, with content generation in that respect
they can really help reinforce the event, brand the event's theme, and help drive better feedback. Again, probably a little bit further out in some cases, but I think those are some of the areas where we'll see some surprises and some really cool ideas over time.
There is a lot of activity with investment in AI, as you can imagine, VCs or private equity, and that could mean existing technology providers, but also new companies. And the result of that has been like a proliferation of technology providers, the established players obviously equipping themselves with AI capabilities, but there is these AI native players that are starting to creep into the market. You've been in this space for a long time. Do you feel that there's going to be a time where this may end up accelerating the M&A world? You've been part of it, but what is your take on how you see this playing out? Ultimately, it's all about the build versus buy decision that organizations or event tech providers have to make.
Yeah, this steps a little bit out of my area of expertise. I'm usually notified about M&A, not a decision maker around M&A at all. But I do think the event industry is interesting in that respect, that because of the in-person nature, that it's not a pure software play, right? People are actually getting together somewhere to do things. There's a degree of expertise and understanding about the event industry itself that makes it hard for probably a pure AI play to come in and be really successful really quickly. But I could imagine a world where some of those startups and some of those new ideas come in and, oh, that's a really good idea. And maybe a more established player finds a way to acquire or otherwise work with those new ideas that are brought in. But I struggle to see a path where someone's able to just jump into the event industry without some of that background and experience and really be successful very easily.
Yep, fair enough. For those that are, for those companies, those brands that are, and those marketers that are interested in exploring AI or leveraging AI in their event technology solutions, what is your advice? How would you suggest that they start? Where do they start? Do they have existing providers? Do they just start discussions with those? Do they develop use cases? What is the approach that you recommend?
Yeah, I'd probably recommend a two-pronged approach. One is just learning about AI and learning about what those tools can do in a general way. Make it, just add it to your tool belt as something about and have some expertise in. And then the second part is, now set that aside, figure out what your customer need is, what problem you want to solve, where the value is. And as you're looking at that, then AI becomes one of the options for solutions and a way to potentially bring creative solutions to your customers, to your target market, and approach it that way. AI may even be a tool to help you do research and define the problem better, but ultimately AI itself is not the end goal. The end goal remains the same, right? We need to solve valuable problems for our customers, and AI may provide a better way to do that.
Very well said, Michael. Thank you very much for joining us. Before we sign off, any other parting thoughts for those who may be tuning in?
Maybe just, again, reiterating that, right? If you're working in product management, your focus is still your customer. Your focus is still bringing value to your customer and your organization. Don't ignore AI. It's not going away. It's going to be there and it's going to be a key part of it. But it's not magic either. Make sure you're smart about it. Make sure what you're doing as you get into it, but don't let the opportunity pass you by.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael. And to our listeners, we really hope that this discussion has lent itself to some new ideas, some exciting possibilities that AI may bring to the event tech industry, both as a planner and as an attendee. We would love to hear your thoughts and questions, so feel free to follow Michael or me or my company, Spark Novus, on LinkedIn. Spark Novus, we are a strategic AI marketing adoption consulting firm, and you can find more details on sparknovus.com. And of course, Cvent, so cvent.com, where you can learn all about the platform. Michael, thank you very much again. And to all our listeners, thank you very much for listening. And until next time, keep innovating.